Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Damien O'Morris here. For the second weekend in a row, two cracking semi-finals over the weekend.
Indeed, they definitely were. We're going to chat to Eamon Fitzmaurice about them in just a moment. But Galway and Armagh will meet in the All-Ireland football final for the first time after coming through those two highly entertaining semi-finals at Croke Park. Galway yesterday beat Donegal by 2 points, 114 to 15 points to reach the final. A real seesaw game. The sides level on 10 occasions. Paul Conroy's first half goal put 3 points between the teams. That would be the largest margin that would separate them at any point over the course of the game. Late scores from Rob Finnerty and Liam Silk gave Galway the cushion towards victory. As mentioned, we'll hear from Eamon in a moment, but I think the defining image of the game yesterday came not in play but before throw-in, where Galway lined up in a V-shape to pay tribute to the vanguard that was John O'Mahony. John, who managed Galway to their All-Irelands in 1998 and 2001, passed away just 8 days ago. Regular listeners to this programme will know that he paid a very touching tribute to our late colleagues Micheál Mura Hurtig and Tommy Gorman on this programme just 3 weeks ago. Now, the current Galway manager, Pádraig Joyce, was the poster star in a way of that All-Ireland winning Galway squad. We heard his views on the match itself in the last hour, but he also spoke very emotionally after the game about the effect the passing of John had had on him in the build-up to yesterday's game.
John O'Mahony's had a fantastic influence on my career. Like, what he was like, started off as a manager, became like a friend to me, then became like a father figure. I lost my own father a couple of years ago. It was really good to me, and he's been a mentor to me as well since I got this job. And look what I'm going to miss him. I was heartbroken last Sunday when I heard that he passed away, as all the lads were in our 98 WhatsApp group and all the 01 lads as well, because look, he's given us so much, and he has, without him we wouldn't have our Ireland medals and gold. There's no two ways about that. He galvanised the whole county when he came in with 6 fantastic years with him. And yeah, look, we shed a tear last week for him, and it's tough on Geraldine and the girls, you know. Some of them are here today, in fairness, and it was a great tribute for him today, and he would have been proud of the effort and the stuff that we did today on the pitch. And look, he shone down as we got a bit of luck probably, and we'll give him the stroke for that.
Yes, poor Joyce chatting yesterday, as mentioned. Eamon Fitzmaurice is with me. Morning to you, Eamon.
Hi, Damien.
Thanks for being with us. If we look back on the two games, maybe a little bit of shadow boxing in each of the first halves in both of the semi-finals, but over the balance of the weekend, two fantastic games which really show what football is capable of when teams approach it in the right way.
Absolutely, Damien. Look, this time 2 weeks ago, we were disappointed after the quarter-final weekend and a lot of the quality of the football there, but you know, over the course of this weekend, the fact that there was such a big prize and offer for the four teams, you could see that the teams really went at it, and the games might have been slightly different than Saturday and Sunday. For the Saturday game was a completely physical battle. Yesterday was more of a football battle, but two great games, great excitement for the winning teams in particular. And the football championship needed it, to be honest about it, and we got those games.
Obviously, you know, listen, there's disappointment in Kerry this morning, no doubt, or over the weekend that Armagh got over the line ahead of them. But on the balance of it, it is fair to say the two most deserving teams have advanced to the final.
Oh, absolutely. Look, of course, in Kerry, we are very disappointed any time you lose an All-Ireland semi-final and you're so close to getting into the final, particularly a game that goes to extra time. It is of course very disappointing, but hats off to Armagh. They were outstanding, especially in the second half and in extra time, and that hunger and that want, and you know, the momentum they've been building over the last couple of years was clear to see. And similarly with Galway yesterday, you know, that experience that they have, and they're just a very battle-hardened team at this stage, Damien. I mean, looking back over the championship this year, they were behind by 2 points against Sligo and Mayo going into the injury time of those games in Connacht, and they managed to win them. Similarly with the Dubs, they were, you know, behind going into the last 10 minutes. They won the game. They were level with 5 minutes to go yesterday, and they won a tight game coming down the stretch. So They've great stuff there, and they've been building for the last couple of years. They've the experience of 2 years ago of being in a final as well. So, you know, they probably showed that in the game deciding moments yesterday.
I think it's the 137th edition of the Football Championship. It's the first time these two sides will meet in the final. You've obviously Galway back to 2001, Armagh going all the way back to 2002. How important is it for the championship that it is a new pairing? It is a novel pairing.
Well, yeah, I obviously from the Kerry perspective, I'd love if Kerry were there, but it is, of course, from a neutral perspective, it's brilliant that it is a novel pairing, and it's a real novel final. The fact that neither Kerry or Dublin are featuring this year, You know, in the rivalry, there is a real rivalry between Galway and Armagh in 2022. That quarter-final game was one of the best games we've seen in a long time, and there was a big row at the end of normal time, which kind of added to the occasion maybe that day. Last year, Armagh won the game in Markovic Park by a point in the championship group stages. This year, there was a draw in that game. So they have that real modern rivalry. There's nothing between the teams, and I expect it to be the same in the fortnight's time.
Brilliant. We'll wait and see how it all plays out. Eamon, thanks for being with us as always. Eamon Fitzmaurice there. Elsewhere, New York retained the All-Ireland Junior Football Championship with a 13-12 win over London in the curtain raiser at Croke Park. As we've been hearing across the programme, Spain are celebrating a record fourth UEFA European Championship success after beating England 2-1 in last night's final in Berlin. Nico Williams opened the scoring for Spain in the 47th minute of the game. Cole Palmer equalised for England in the 73rd minute, just 3 minutes after coming on as a sub. The game looked destined for extra time before Mikel Olazabal's 86th minute winner. It's Spain's first title since 2012. They won all seven matches they played in Germany this year, by far the standout team. England, in contrast, have now lost successive finals. It would appear that Gareth Southgate has taken charge of the team for the final time. The England captain is Harry Kane.
Yeah, it's another extremely tough moment for the team, for me personally, for the country, you know. Yeah, tough game. We done really well to get back into the game, going 1-0 down again. And yeah, whenever you can see that later on, it's always a sucker punch. But overall, it's just yeah, a big disappointment that we couldn't get over the line. Credit to Spain, you know, they played really well with the ball. We didn't get the pressure that we kind of wanted to, and then I think with the ball, we wasn't as composed as we've been in other games, and we got punished for it. But we done really well to get back into the game. A great finish by Cole, and but then kind of we didn't take that momentum for the last 15 minutes or so, and we got punished for it. But yeah, we couldn't quite find our rhythm in the game today, and yeah, in these big moments, you get punished.
Look, that's got to be hard for him. I mean, he went to Bayern Munich hoping to win a trophy. Nothing, came away with nothing. Yeah. And he's no medal at all now, does he?
And it's been well covered over the course of the tournament that he's had this great career and he's broken goal-scoring records here, there and everywhere else, but he doesn't have an awful lot to reflect upon. But listen, it's the ups and downs of sport, isn't it?
Well, at least his Galway family will have been happy over one result.
Well, listen, I feel sorry for him this morning because there's loads of pictures of him in Mayo jerseys doing the rounds as well on social media, which are... It is cruel the way that we take joy out of... He's got Mayo connections as well, yeah. Elsewhere, Lautaro Martinez scored in the second half of extra time as Argentina beat Colombia 1-0 to win the Copa America final in Miami. The game was delayed by over 75 minutes due to crowd congestion outside and fans getting into the stadium without tickets. There's pictures of people climbing into air conditioning vents in order to sneak into the ground in Miami. Lionel Messi broke down in tears. He was forced off injured midway through the second half in what is expected to be his final international game. Ireland's under-20s were beaten 31-20 by England in the semi-finals of the World Rugby Under-20 Championship. Ireland will now play New Zealand in the bronze final on Friday. At the age of 21, Carlos Alcaraz has won his second Wimbledon Championship, his fourth Grand Slam in all. He defended his title yesterday with a straight sets win over Novak Djokovic. Robert McIntyre was a home winner of Golf's Scottish Open. He finished 18 under par, one clear of Adam Scott. Rory McIlroy finished in a tie for fourth place. He was four shots off the eventual winner. Seamus Power down the field on three under. And there's racing today in Downpatrick from 2:40. Killarney's July Festival is also underway from 5:18.
Damien, thank you.